Rita, Foreign Minister of the Kingdom of Morocco, Deputy Chairperson of the African Union, Leader of the Delegation of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, Ambassador Ismail Wise, IGAD Special Envoy to South Sudan, Excellency General Taban Dengai, First Vice President of the Republic of South Sudan, Dr. James Wani Iga, Vice President of the Republic of South Sudan, Excellency Dr. Riek Machar Teng, Chairman of the SPLM-IO, Excellencies, the representatives of the parties signatory to the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan, Excellencies, members of the diplomatic corps, invited guests, comrades, ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, allow me to sincerely congratulate all of you on this joyous occasion in which we are now celebrating the signing of the revitalized peace agreement on the resolution of the conflict of the in the Republic of South Sudan. Ana bugulekum shukran kabir lanu yirkum gatu fi chemis mina saba lakad ma chemis nazan fi firad takum ana bashkurkum shadid ya shabi. Of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan under the theme Celebrating the Dawn of Peace, Appreciating Friends, Cherishing Reconciliation and Unity. Allow me also to express my deepest appreciation to each of you for attending this very important function. In the spirit of promoting peace and stability in our beloved nation, I ask you all to join me in welcoming and congratulating Dr. Riek Machar and all the opposition leaders who have shown their commitment to the peace agreement. By coming to celebrate it with us here today in Juba, their presence is a very strong testimony and proof to all that war is ending and a new era of peace and prosperity is breaking. Please welcome them wholeheartedly and make them feel free and proud at home. As you all know, our celebration of the revitalized agreement would not be possible today without the support of the region and the broader international community. In recognition of this support, please join me in ita ma multa haja kwes ma ta hasibu beu fi galamde ana zel fi nas bu garasu na kula yom lakin mainu na kala mikila mom denanu ya usa babna mikila. We were very highly respected in the world, but we brought shame to ourselves by this war. We don't have any reason for it. Greatly appreciate the generosity of the whole world in supporting our people during the last difficult 5 years. I also want to acknowledge the heroic and selfless sacrifices, services of many humanitarian workers and humanitarian organizations, some of who were caught up in the line of fire. Fellow citizens, allow me to personally thank you on behalf of the government and all of the parties to the agreement for your patience, perseverance, and resilience. You have endured immense suffering, and the weight of responsibility heavily falls on my shoulders as your president, and I deeply regret the physical, psychological, and emotional wounds you have undeservedly endured. As your president, I want to apologize on behalf of all the parties to the conflict. As leadership requires acceptance of responsibility. Distinguished guests and compatriots, today marks the end of the war in the Republic of South Sudan. This war has been subjected to many analyses, and it has been given many names. For those of us who are caught in the middle of it, we know it was neither an ethnic nor an economic war, but rather a naked struggle for power with a complete disregard for constitutional order. It was a complete betrayal of our people and their liberation struggle. And this is what has warranted my apology to the people of South Sudan. Time for blame as to who started it is over, and those of us who consider ourselves leaders must accept the blame collectively and solemnly promise our people never to return them back to war again. To reiterate in front of all of you and in the presence of all the African and world dignitaries that the war in the Republic of South Sudan has come to an end. Dr. Riek Machar and I and all the opposition leaders who signed this agreement have forgiven each other. And we consciously decided to move this country forward, through the healing process. I personally forgave Dr. Riek Machar on the very day when his forces stormed the State House in Juba here. I also hope that Dr. Riek Machar has also forgiven me, and to forgive is not an act of cowardice. It is both a Christian obligation and inherently human. Fellow citizens, I want to speak directly to the South Sudanese communities. War was not your war. It was a confrontation between the government forces and the forces of the opposition over power. Kalamda anabugule kumilkum shabita junuba Sudan, in al harbda, makan harbitakum. للحرب بين القوات الدارين سلطة والقوات بتاع الحكومة. ده كان مواجهة بين الاثنين. إنكم ضحايا بتاع القواتين. لقيتوا نفسكم في النص. It was never about ethnic rivalry, as many in the international media would like to characterize it. This being the case, I urge you all to forgive one another, embrace one another, and bury all the differences, all the feelings of hatred once and for all. All political struggles are temporary, just as leaders are also temporary. But a nation endures, the nation remains on for good. Unite and build your country as equal stakeholders, and do not allow destructive elements to destroy your social fabric, which has endured since time immemorial. To all the people of South Sudan, whether they come from a big or small ethnic communities, my government and my party, the SPLM, are resolute in their commitment to ensuring equality of all people. By ending this war, we are recommitting ourselves to the ideals of our liberation struggle, which aim to foster a just, peaceful, democratic, and prosperous nation where all citizens are equal and treated as first-class citizens. Many of you are wondering whether this agreement is any different from the 2015 peace agreement and whether we are going to honor it. From my perspectives, this agreement is different in four fundamental ways. One, all the parties to the conflict have realized that they could not meet their political objectives through violence, and so peaceful resolution became the only option for all the parties. Second, the mediation was impartial, more focused, and understood the issues that the parties were wrestling with, and so they provided various realistic options. And there was a sustained effort to bridge the gaps, unlike the previous rounds of negotiations. Third, the parties were not coerced into signing this agreement. Each party signed it on its own volition. Lastly, some of the provisions of the last agreement were inherently intended to divide the country, such as the creation of co-presidency and two separate armies in one country. In this agreement, such problematic provisions have been altered appropriately and amicably. The four points I have elaborated are important because they define the character and quality of an agreement. For those of you who have read my press statement issued on the 15th of September following the signing of this agreement, I made the intentions of the government very clear. First, the suffering of our people was the primary motivation for the government to seek a peaceful means to end the conflict. Yani loman bad ma madena alitfagia yum 15 artisa amoltu mu'tamar safi wana gultu wal hajat fi mu'tamar da ana gultu enu awwal sabab al khalana enu nasil alitfagia da de mataib ana shuftu enu shab bita junub sudan وكلام ده انا قلته في خرطوم انا قلته في خرطوم انه لتيم بتاعي كان في نيجوشيشن انا قلت له انا دار سلام انا جاي من جوبا وانا خليت الناس في حاله ما كويس فا يكون النقاش بتاعكم مع المعارضه whatever they want let us give it to them كلنا ديهم عشان كده يا جماعه انو اربع نواب لرئيس الجمهوريه ده زي كلام كان عمله رئيس البشير لما قبل اتفاقيه ده سلام شامل قبلوا وعارف انو ده اتفاقيه ده ممكن هيقسم السودان لكن لو قسم السودان وبسلام بين دولتين ده هيكون كويس بدل ما انو الوضع تستمر والحرب تستمر عشان كده انا قلت يا جماعه اتعب شعب جنوب السودان ده يجيب لو ده سلطات ياو اخواني ديل ديرينو let us give them so that they know the war is stopped. انا قلت برضو انو انا قلت برضو انو let us make compromises, let us concede from many things. Concession were very difficult. It was a very difficult decision to make, but I made those decisions. Now, after that, we signed the peace agreement. So I want to tell you, my people, eno agreement de betaku. Oyikum lazim temsu gowi shadid dinu may kharabutani. قبل انه الحرب دي انتهى فالحرب فعلا انتهى and this celebration is a testimony to the fact that we are fully committed to this agreement and we have all the intentions to implement it fully. لازم انو ننفذ نانو الparties to the agreement. We must commit ourselves. And you have heard the opposition groups leaders in front of you here. They talked about their commitments. Yes, I am ahead of them. Fi inu commitment le tumfiz bidat bunud al itfagia. So we are not faking these celebrations. We are truly happy and grateful that we have successfully ended the war. In line with this, I am instructing the military and all the security forces to open all routes and allow the people to move freely as an immediate action. be immediate peace dividend. I appeal to the opposition leaders also to reciprocate in this, so that you know, stopping fighting is not one-sided, and you know, opening the routes is not from one side also. So this will facilitate the movement of humanitarian supplies, because we want all the land routes and the river route to be open. It will facilitate the movement of humanitarian supplies. Trade also will be expedited. Reconciliation, and more importantly, it will allow internally displaced persons to return to their homes. Because you know, lo lisa eno fi harp, wala fi ambushes fisika, wala fi landmines fisika, المواطنين ما بتعرفوا. A displaced cannot move. من ماسكرات بتا UN عشان يمشي لبلد بتوم. The difficult work has just begun, my dear compatriots. And that is for you, the people of South Sudan, to also make bitter concessions and return to your neighbor and ask to be forgiven for any wrongs you might have done. It is until we have all accepted peace in our hearts and our minds and fully embrace each other when peace shall be truly come. Peace is not necessarily the silence of the guns, although this is a big part of it. It is the recognition and acceptance of wrongs and the difficult decision to let these things go. That truly is the definition of peace. I'm aware of the mood among our friends, particularly the Americans and the Europeans, who feel betrayed and let down by our actions. They have lost trust in us, and for that reason, they refuse to be witnesses or grantors to this peace agreement. They feel that we are not genuine, or that the agreement we have signed is impractical. People who offered us immediate, immeasurable assistance and moral support during the struggle for our freedom, they are justified to be angry with us because of our failure to maintain peace in our country. But we have also been disappointed with the way some individual leaders of these countries have insultingly treated us. Nevertheless, it is incumbent upon us on both sides of the agreement to prove their fears and doubts unfounded by implementing this agreement sincerely, fully, and in letter and spirit. لازم إنه نغير إنه المفاهيم اللي نحن لقيناها في زمن بتاع الحرب. فلد us work hard to change our image that has been tarnished. As a government and party signatory to the agreement, we have started implementing the pre-transitional activities, and the implementation is now well on track. We have already delivered on a number of activities stipulated in the agreement as follows. One, we have constituted the National Pre-Transitional Committee, NPTC, a body that is entrusted with preparation for the transitional government of national unity at the end of eight months. The NPTC is effectively on duty now, and it has recently held its first meeting in Khartoum. Two, we also made our nomination to Independent Boundary Commission, IBC, the body that will be overseen by IGAD on the issue of state boundaries as per the agreement. Three, as a party to the agreement, we have also nominated our members for the Joint Defense Board, JDB. Four, the government has released the prisoners of war and is still working with the agencies to find out if there are still more prisoners of war to be released. And in this occasion, I want to announce before you that we have two people whom I'm releasing now. One of them is called James Gadet. We release him, although we knew he was condemned in court. Hakamu bil Adam. As of in activities without Khan Biamulu. Hakamu bil Makama in Bel Adam. لكن أنا بوقف الكلام ده كله ما نفذنا ال 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 الزنكنس. الرجل الثاني ده مرتزق. And we did not have any reason to keep him alive. ده مرتزق جاي من ساوث أفريقيا. بعد ما استعمروا السود في جنوب أفريقيا. والسود من أجنو يشيل سلطة بقى يشتدو في أفريقيا عشان يفتح في إنه يقتل في ناس الأبرياء. This man is here with us. Dr. Riek promoted him to be a general, but I will release him tomorrow. He will be released and deported to his own country. Mabogodine da. Many people are still surprised that this agreement has come about, that it has come about at all. Nas bi sagrabu lay agreement da ja be so hola kede. الفترة نحن بدينا به في أديس أبابا ولغاية الفترة جينا بدينا نوقع في الاتفاقيات في الخرطوم ده زمن قصير شديد بعد الناس بيستغربوا ليه كلام ده حصل كيف أنا ما برجع فوق تاري عشان نشرح كلام ده لكم. When African leaders talk about African problems need also African solutions. Now this has become the real case in our situation. We have negotiated this agreement and reached this compromise the way we know it. But irreversible, and those prophets of doom who are waiting for another explosion in Juba would have to find a new profession. Peace has just returned to South Sudan, and it is here to stay, and it will be here forever. Finas enu bitmana enu asalamde yekara bukra au belelde enu yesma enu fisha kala fijuba kalamde mabeji uyas ahsan enu a prophet al bugul al kalamde mafuru yafakar fi ay haja tani. This one is gone. Ma hayagdar alo. We have said too much about our commitment to peace, but many of you are wondering how exactly we are going to do this. We have four strategic approaches for consolidating and sustaining peace in South Sudan. First, we initiated the national dialogue, a process that is ongoing currently, that aims to build consensus among the people of South Sudan. Second, we will implement this agreement in letter and in spirit, while expanding its scope to incorporate those who are not in it. You know there are people who have still refused to sign this agreement with us. And so we will not leave them away for good. We will one day think of bringing them on board. Although our financial situation is very precarious, the priority of the government would be to revive the economy and lay the foundation for critical transport, communication, power, and agricultural infrastructure before the end of the transitional period. Finally, we recognize that the image of South Sudan has been tarnished internationally, and so this government shall pursue an aggressive foreign policy that aims at winning back our friends and making new friends with the aim of contributing to the international peace and sustainable economic development. Today is not the day to provide detailed plans for these strategic objectives. We will have other opportunities to elaborate on them. However, I want to elaborate on the national dialogue, since it is an ongoing process. When we launched the national dialogue in December 2016, many people thought that this was a political ploy to undermine a genuine political process in Addis Ababa. Now we have reached a political agreement, and I am still committed to the national dialogue process. Like I said so many times, we, the political leaders and elites, have always assumed that we speak for the people, for the people of South Sudan. But this is not always true. The national dialogue gives the people of South Sudan the opportunity to speak to us and for us. As this agreement shows, we have always dwelt on issues of power sharing to the neglect of the real aspirations of the people. As such, I am challenging all the political leaders in this country commit themselves to the dialogue and to listen to the voices of the people of South Sudan. Everything cannot be done by fighting, Ejema. Shakala damu jau behel kul haja. Lomantakod maafu kutet wanas mau. Ita ataknau wala yagnag. U maa hata chakalo. The national dialogue fills a missing gap in the revitalized agreement. The agreement we have signed represents only half, because it is our voices as the political leaders. The national dialogue provides the other half, which are the voices of the people. And until we have the voices of the ordinary people incorporated into the agreement, we should not be satisfied or complacent about what we have done. I have a proposal to make. I want all the parties to the agreement to embrace and endorse the national dialogue as a viable process. And if for any reason there are concerns with the setup of or personalities leading this process, we should be flexible to consider those concerns, provided that the tremendous work that is already done at the grassroots should be recognized as the point of departure, and that the regional conferences and the national conference should be conducted on the basis of this new consensus. The point of the national dialogue is not a reconfiguration of power in contradiction to the peace agreement. The point is that we need a broader consensus to take us beyond the agreement and beyond the elections to come. Doing this affords us as the opportunity to serve the will and the interests of the people of South Sudan, who have spoken eloquently through the grassroots consultations. In light of this, I call upon the opposition leaders to give serious consideration to the national dialogue and to engage with the steering committee and the government in ways that will enable their full and meaningful participation. They should not just oppose this noble process simply because the government initiated it. In fact, there is a direct correlation between our revitalized agreement and the national dialogue that makes them mutually reinforcing. The activities that are being undertaken as part of the national dialogue process are identical to the process that will have to be carried out as part of the permanent constitution process under the revitalized agreement. Therefore, the national dialogue, in a sense, is a rehearsal for the permanent constitution-making process. Having said that, however, let me make it clear that the leadership of the steering committee is willing and ready to take on board any genuine concerns that would make this process truly a national. I also call upon the IGAD leadership to consider the national dialogue as a mechanism for expanding the popularizing the agreement. I want to appeal to our international partners to lend support to the national dialogue so as to facilitate broad participation of our citizens. We want to have a comprehensive peace that settles all the disputes once and for all to create a mechanism for continued political and social dialogue. I want to thank the government, the governments of Japan and the government of Egypt and South Africa for the financial, material and political support to the national dialogue. I also acknowledge and appreciate the UNDP, UNMISS, and the entire UN fraternity for their support. To the steering committee, I greatly appreciate the commitments and sacrifices of our eminent statesman, His Excellency Abel Alia, and Honorable Angelo Bader for their leadership. I want to assure you that the government will continue to support your work and the foundation of political and social stability rests with this agreement and the national dialogue combined. Fellow citizens, I conclude this statement, I want to invite all of you in the opposition and government control areas, to join us in implementing this peace agreement. If you embrace peace among yourselves and in your families, then you are with us. If you trade among yourselves, then you are with us. If you share water points for your cattle and fishing grounds during this dry season, then you are with us. If you cease hateful statements on the social media and any medium of communication, then you are with us. If you get up and work to feed your family, then you are with us. If you put your guns away and then carry sticks, as we used to do in our country before, then you are with us also. Peace implementation does not rest with Salva Kiir and Riek Machar and all the political parties, political leaders. Peace in your communities rests with you. Dr. Riek and I have the responsibility to tell our soldiers to cease fighting and to go back to their barracks or their camps. We have done so, and we will continue to do it. There may be still rogue elements somewhere in the bushes of South Sudan that will continue to cause harm, and it will be our responsibility to look for them with a view of bringing them on board and to support the implementation of this agreement. The ceasefire among Gelweng White Army and other community-based militias rests with the communities, and the government will work collaboratively with them. We will pursue nationwide disarmament. It is not now. Later on, nationwide disarmament, because guns are very dangerous and pose a direct threat to peace and to tranquility. I appeal to IGAD countries to continue to work with us to the finishing line. There may be times when we will quarrel or disagree, but your continued support and continued mediation is highly welcome. Your support in terms of monitoring of the permanent ceasefire is welcome. We will work very hard, very closely with you and with the UN and the humanitarian agencies to support those who are in need and to create a conducive environment for peace and economic revival. We appeal to the Security Council to review the UNMISS mandate to include capacity building and development support program, as the protection of civilian mandate may become less important with the progress of this peace agreement. So we call on our development partners to resume development activities across the country. So as doing this will help us to promote peace through development. Finally, let me reiterate the fact that rebuilding our country from the ashes of this five-year bitter conflict is our collective responsibility. My fellow compatriots, moving forward requires us all to forgive each other for wrongs, one as well as embracing ourselves in order to shut a dignified course towards full recovery. I urge you all to unreservedly support the implementation of the peace agreement and use the national dialogue to express forward-looking ideas and build a political consensus to assure in an era of peace and prosperity for all in our republic. Peace has come at last, and it is here today to stay. My dear compatriots, may I repeat our collective appreciation and gratitude to the leaders of IGAD and the AU for their persistence in helping us realize peace. Many of these leaders are here with us today. Let us give them a big hand and a loud thank you. May the Almighty God bless you and bless the Republic of South Sudan. Before I leave the podium, I want to inform you that tomorrow you will not come to your offices as usual because of the hot sun that you have endured today. And that, you know, so you stay home tomorrow and you will come to your office on Friday. Thank you very much. Yunuba Sudan Oye. Yunuba Sudan Oye. Assalamu alaikum.
Ladies and gentlemen, your excellencies, ladies and gentlemen.
And that was the President of the Republic, Salva Kiir Mayardit, giving that speech there. Just to recap the...